This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Okay,
Democrats are back in the FBI as they push back on the idea there was no Russia collusion. Listen to this.
The evidence I've seen, Tucker, there were very good reasons to be concerned about the contacts that the Trump campaign had. You don't have to be a lawyer. You don't have to have the access
okay,
I have
okay.
to be concerned.
Well, everything I have seen, it would have been negligent for the FBI not to take steps to protect the country in the midst of information it was receiving.
Review point from inside the GOP side of the House Intelligence Committee. We are joined now by Republican Congressman Chris Stewart from Utah. Congressman, good to see you tonight.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Your reaction to the latest attacks from Democrats on your House Intelligence Committee there?
Oh, my gosh. I guess I would say two things. Number one is if you have evidence of collusion, for heaven's sakes, show it to us. Because you must be the smartest man in the world because no one else does. And please share it with us. And the second thing is, once again, we have this thing about, well, the Republicans are trying to destroy the Department of Justice, are trying to weaken or destroy the FBI. I mean, we're trying to do quite the opposite. But what country would we live in if we allowed law enforcement unfettered power and said, go do whatever you want and don't tell us and hide it from us, and we're never going to ask you, and we're never going to provide any oversight. I think it's a nutty proposition to think that that's a good idea. We want transparency. We want them to be accountable, just like every other organization is. Why in the world would you say everyone's got to be accountable except for the FBI? I think most Americans would find that offensive.
You and your Republican colleagues on the committee are also under attack from Congressman Adam Schiff of California. Take a listen to this.
The president's response and Chairman Nunes, Jordan and Gowdy and others is bring it on. We don't care. Whatever is in the service of the president, we're willing to do. This is a dramatic and new and destructive low, I think, for the Congress of the United States, basically to ignore the warnings of the FBI and Justice Department and potentially risk people's lives.
Your response to Mr. Schiff?
Oh, my gosh. It's just silly. It's silly for Mr. Schiff, and frankly, it's silly for the Department of Justice and the FBI. And remember, let's review this. The Republican memo that came out several months ago, and we were told again and again this will jeopardize American lives, it will jeopardize national security, and they had not even seen it. They were making that claim. They hadn't seen our memo. We released a memo. I challenge anyone to show me anything in there that did any such thing. What it did was it embarrassed the FBI and the Department of Justice leadership. They're making the same claim now. Last week we heard you're going to endanger American lives. You're going to endanger national security. And so much so, but then they leaked it. Mm-hmm. Or someone did. I can tell you that the committee didn't because they haven't shown it to the committee yet. So they will show it and share it with the press and with their favorite reporters, but they won't share it with the Congress. And that's exactly what you see. And for Mr. Schiff to say that the Republicans want to endanger national security, it's silliness for them to make that claim. We are the Select Committee on Intelligence. We have access to the most sensitive information in the U.S. government. We protect that information, or at least the Republicans have tried. But too often we've seen leaks, but promise you, it's not from our side. That's pretty clear.
Now, other prominent Democrats, rather, are taking issue with the president summoning top DOJ, FBI officials to the White House. Here's Chuck Schumer.
The president's behavior is the kind of grossly autocratic behavior we'd expect in a banana republic, not a mature democracy.
Was it appropriate for the president to meet with the deputy AG and the FBI director today?
Of course it was. They're part of the executive. He is the chief executive. They work for him. And he's just simply saying, why aren't you sharing this with the American people? And to Mr. Schumer's point, here's my definition of a banana republic, where you have any agency, but particularly a military or a law enforcement agency, that is above the people and refuses to answer to the people. That is a banana republic. Here's the opposite of a banana republic. A government that answers to the people, when the Congress requests information, they provide that information, they don't stonewall, they don't hide, they don't lie, they don't deceive. That's the type of government that we're hoping to hold accountable here.
Yeah, case in point from the Congressman Chris Stewart right there. That's exactly the difference here. And meanwhile, the Democrats are doing everything they can, I think, to obstruct the situation. Where is the oversight? And I don't have a problem with the president. Hey, he's their boss. Yes, there has to be transparency because there has not been, or it's been very conditional. You've got the FBI that you have today, ladies and gentlemen. Are you happy with that? It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you sharing a part of your day with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, for you right now, a big treat. We always appreciate Lowell Ponte's time whenever we can get a hold of him. He's a very busy man, I'm telling you. Former think tank futurist whose articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and many other publications. He and Craig Smith have been an absolute jewel and gift to our government and to our money and to our savings. Anything that has to do with finances, he and Craig have offered so much. And Lowell, I want to thank you and Craig directly. If I haven't done so enough, I want you to know how much I appreciate. You know, we talk about giving on this, you know, on this radio station, that we are givers. And you and Craig have definitely been givers, not only in sharing your intelligence and your research, your years of experience. It has been absolutely invaluable, and I thank you.
Well, and I thank you for doing the same on radio. You have brought light and wisdom to so many people from so many different sources. You are just a human treasure, Bill.
Well, thank you very much. A human treasure. I like that. You make my day there, Mr. Lowell. Well, lots to talk about by way of, you know, our government, what's been going on with the economy. It looks rather bright. But before we get into that, I want to address specifically the article that you wrote about why Obama's Iran deal got trumped.
Mr. Trump had pledged during his campaign that he was going to sink that deal. Keep in mind, that was never a treaty. That was just Barack Obama putting together some ideas for friendship with Iran that, frankly, were almost irrational. I mean, he seemed to forget that Iran is the number one sponsor of terror around the world, that it is an empire dedicated, in fact, its theological leaders, its primitive theological leaders, are Twelvers. They believe that the world triumph of Islam will be brought about by a cataclysmic war in the region. Mm-hmm. So they don't see nuclear war as something to fear. They're not even interested in getting into heaven by killing themselves. They're interested in Islamizing the entire world by causing a massive global war with nuclear weapons.
Exactly.
So why is this, was Obama thinking we would help them acquire nuclear weapons? Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's, again, a mistake that has been made time and memorial throughout the pages of history, where you think you can appease somebody. If you just give them enough, sooner or later they'll come to the bargaining table and they will be reasonable. Hence the theory of one Barack Obama, and one of many theories that I think underlies his dubious legacy.
Well, the hardest part of that legacy is that so much of what he did was done by executive order, by fiat.
Right.
He knew Congress would not pass that measure as a treaty, so he just circumvented Congress. He just tiptoed around the Constitution and said, I will enact this on my own authority, and that will be enough to make it real, especially if we include the European nations in it. Well, the European nations are now standing to make tens, hundreds of billions of dollars from dealing with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
How much better to sell Airbus from Europe, for example, than to let Boeing sell aircraft to Iran when President Trump pulls out? But what happens... I mean, Germany is exploiting this thing for all it's worth. And you have to understand what Germany today is. If the U.S. is no longer the leader of Europe, then who is the leader of Europe? Germany.
Yes,
is the leader
exactly.
of Europe.
Thank you very much.
Ross Douthat in the New York Times this week pointed out the fall of the German Empire yet again. Days earlier, in a column of mine at American Thinker and elsewhere, I made much the same argument. You have to remember that the United States defeated Germany in two wars. We were the decisive factor that tipped the balance against them. They've been under military occupation, albeit to a very limited degree, for the since World War II.
Mm-hmm.
We still
yeah.
have a large number of troops stationed in Germany. We certainly protected them. We also made a very bad economic mistake, and that is we said, well, to help Europe recover, we are going to put our nuclear umbrella over Western Europe, and that will protect them from the Soviet Union. The only problem is, by doing that, money is fungible. And so all the money that would have had to go into national defense by those European countries got diverted instead into welfare states.
Mm-hmm.
These wonderful health care programs that the left so thrills to in Europe were paid for by the fact that we were covering their national defense tab.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And Europe, and even under NATO, Germany had not been paying their share, their agreed share, to maintain NATO troops in that part of the world. Now, we liked Germany remaining a nuclear partly disarmed country, where they depended on our weapons. Russia, for that matter, liked Germany not having its own nuclear weapons. But now, what do we have in Europe, in the European Union, an attempt to erase the borders in Europe, even as it was done by progressives politically here? Well, we've seen two things. Do you realize that on May 5th, while we're tearing down statues of our historic figures like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington here, in Europe, they're still erecting statues. On May 5th, they erected a huge statue in Trier, Germany, to Karl Marx.
Go figure.
And this, by the way, a statue paid for by Communist China, of all things. And who spoke at that dedication to the Marx statue? Why, the guy who is head of the European Commission, hence the European Union, Jean-Claude Juncker, the fellow who has opposed Brexit and every other attempt to free people in Europe from the grip of the European Union. So when you look at Germany today, I mean, do people know who Angela Merkel is?
Mm-hmm.
Do they understand that Angela Merkel was not raised in West Germany? She was raised in East Germany. She was raised in communist Germany. She, as growing up as a student, came to speak Russian so well, so fluently, that the Communist Party of East Germany took her repeatedly to Moscow to hold her up as the example of the perfect East German student under communism. Do people realize that when Angela Merkel sits down at her desk, she has a little portrait on her desk that she looks at, a portrait of Catherine the Great? Who was Catherine the Great, Empress of Russia's? She's the one who conquered Crimea. She's the one who did all kinds of interesting things in Russian history, but she was not Russian. She was a German princess who married a czar, or a would-be czar, and then took him out in order to take his place and become the Empress of Russia. So this is who Angela Merkel regards as her greatest hero. By the way, interestingly, Mr. Putin, when he was a KGB agent, was stationed for years in Germany. He speaks perfect German. She speaks perfect Russian. They must have a wonderful time when they sit down and talk to one another.
It's a match made in heaven, isn't it?
But this is a country that is quite capable of pushing the U.S. out of its power and influence in Germany now, so that Germany can be the dominant power. In fact, many people, including myself and Craig in several of our books, have argued this is what the euro was all about. This is what the European Union is all about.
Hey, Lowell,
Germany's third attempt to conquer Europe in 100 years.
Well, we've got to hit the pause button. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back. This is brilliant stuff. I hope you're taking notes, ladies and gentlemen. More from Lowell Ponte on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
I'm running to the one who knows me, who made every part of me in his hand. I'm holding to the one who knows me.
Back Pretty America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Lowell Bonte continues with us and giving us, boy, I'll tell you, you taught us in less than 10 minutes, Lowell, more than most students in America's institutions, educational institutions, get. This is good stuff, and I cannot thank you enough for sharing this with us because, you know, we do forget. Who, you know, what these disparate parts, how in many cases they're so similar and complementary, particularly when you're looking at one Vladimir Putin and Angela Merkel.
Oh, sure. And Germany to this day quietly thinks if the United States had not involved itself in World War II, which was really just the extension of World War I, then Germany would have won World War II. All of Europe would be speaking German today. It would be under a kind of Nazi or latter-day Nazi regime of one kind or another. Well, under the European Union, that is exactly what they're developing anyway. The reason the British voted for Brexit in 2016 to leave the European Union was they woke up one day, having run the world's largest empire once upon a time themselves, and realized that 63% of all their laws and regulations were not enacted by their own elected representatives. They were elected by bureaucrats in Brussels. They were elected by the they were put in place by the European Union, which had effectively ordered the erasure of the British borders so that anyone in the EU could come to England on their own desire. England could not stop them. And if they could not find work that they were happy with, England would be required to support them for the rest of their lives on welfare, something the British voters did not particularly thrill to.
Yes. Well, you think about what that does economically for Britain, what it's done to other EU nations here. Basically, they've sold their soul to the EU, have they not, Lowell?
Oh, they have. And by the way, this is not just limited to the EU. This is what Barack Obama did in the U.S. He carried out the largest gerrymander in human history, basically taking the whole southern border of the U.S. and stretching it to include all of Mexico and half of Central America, basically totally changing the voter base and population in the U.S. But this is not limited to the U.S. and Europe. This was actually set forth as secret United Nations policy back around the year 2000. That is, they're going to be moving world population around, partly to erase the old nations, so that we can finally go under a world government with as little friction, as little difficulty as possible, because the people in different nations will simply be outvoted by the immigrant population. And if you want to ask the people of Belgium, for example, where there now is an Islamic party that holds the balance in elections in parts of Belgium, things are changing very dramatically, and the old nations, the old values with them are being erased. By the way, Craig and I wrote about that at some length in our latest of seven books titled Money, Morality, and the Machine. And I would like to say, thanks to Craig, who you see every week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business, we would be more than happy to give every one of your listeners, Bill, a free postpaid copy of this book. It will not cost you a penny. 250-page book. It reads like a novel, and a very scary novel at that. You get it just by calling a toll-free number, so you don't even pay for that. 800-630-1492 is the number, like the Your Columbus Sail, the Ocean Blue. That's 800-630-1492.
And wow, that's generous of you.
And we explain what British researchers found about how the EU had been put together and how its intent from the beginning was to, A, guarantee a World War II could never happen again because there wouldn't be separate nations. Europe would just be one big country or empire. And number two, democracy would be eliminated because the planners who looked at it realized Hitler was democratically elected. Crazy, but democratically elected. And so they didn't like democracy. They want to subvert it.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening in a lot of these things. That's what Barack Obama was doing when he enacted all these things by executive order. He was circumventing the Constitution and the Congress.
Exactly. Well, and here we are today trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Thank you very much here in the United States. But, Lowell, when you talk about the central planners of the EU, what do you do with the desire of, you know, Vladimir Putin, the Russians to be leaders of the world? You got Germans wanting to be the leaders. You've got, Islamists that want to lead the world. And, oh, let's not forget about China in the process either. So how do you bring all those parties together and think that somehow you're going to get everybody marching step according to, you know, the centralized government?
Well, first, stop worrying about Russia. Russia has a lot of bluster. It has, I mean, one military base outside Russia itself. In gross domestic product, Russia has an economy roughly the size of Texas. Mm-hmm. And most of that is from oil and gas production. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's a gas station pretending to be a country and making it stick because it has nuclear weapons. But it's not a great power threatening the U.S. Russia has about the same gross domestic product, or about half the gross domestic product of the state of California. Mm-hmm. So it's not a gigantic country. Now, communist China, on the other hand, it will, in the near future, surpass our gross domestic product. It's only $4 or $5 trillion short of it right now. And it's growing. What we're going to do remains to be seen. We know that a whole lot of people are going to have to be shunted off into guaranteed income from the government. Mm-hmm. That is the latest scheme. We don't call it welfare anymore. We call it you getting a guaranteed government paycheck.
Right.
But it's essentially the same thing. And our jobs will be taken wherever necessary by robots, which really will. I mean, everything from driving your car to flipping your hamburgers, there's a vast... The stock market today is largely being run by artificial intelligence, for example, because it can act so much faster than we can. But researchers have already found that robots don't make the same kind of business decisions humans do.
Exactly.
A share of stock, Bill, I know you're aware of this. A share of stock used to be held on average 2.5 years when somebody bought it. You know how long a share of stock is held today? Less than 20 seconds.
Seconds now. Wow.
Yeah. That's because all this is being churned by automated programs in artificial intelligence systems. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that, of course, is they can cascade. If one computer malfunctions and does something weird, all the other market computers on the planet will react instantly to it, faster than humans are even aware of what's happening.
And then next thing you know, you've got billions of dollars being vapored, right?
Yeah, but we're letting the robots just take over in all kinds of dimensions. And at the European Union, the way they're coping with that is they want to declare robots to be electronic citizens. In other words, we're coming to an age where we saw this baby, allowed to die by the British Health Service, the socialist health service there.
Right.
Precisely, they couldn't cure him, they couldn't treat him, but they wouldn't let him go. They put 30 policemen around him so he couldn't be taken to an Italian hospital. In other words, we're in an age where you and I are losing human rights very rapidly and becoming government dependent, but robots are gaining rights. In fact, recently, a robot won 4,000 votes to become mayor of a suburb of Tokyo.
This is crazy, Lowell, but this is what we're coming down to. As always, Lowell Ponte, we always appreciate his thoughts and what he is observing here and his generosity as well. Remind everybody, if they want their hands on the book, we got about 30 seconds left here, Lowell.
Oh, sure. This is a 250-page book. This is not a pamphlet, but it's a wonderful read and lots of information so you can argue and think about these issues. 800-630-1492 is the number to get the book free and postpaid. It won't cost you a penny. I do have to warn you, though, it could change forever the way you think about economics and politics. 800-630-1492.
Money, Morality, and the Machine. Lowell and Craig Smith have written this book, and it's their gift to all of you. All you got to do is pick up the phone and dial, take advantage of that free offer. Lowell Ponte, thank you so much as always. Appreciate you being with us.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom.
Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like it. It's fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Rick Richmond is with us, the author of Racing Against History, the 1940 campaign for a Jewish army to fight Hitler. Rick, thank you for being here with us, especially on today when we celebrate the 70th anniversary of Israel's, you say founding, but it's actually the refounding of Israel, right?
The refounding and the opening today of the American Embassy in Jerusalem, Israel.
Boy, what an exciting day. You write, Rick, in your May 2nd op-ed that was published about the second and third Israeli miracles. A lot of people think, well, the second was Israel being born again. I mean, who but God would say that he could, and he only could create a nation in one day. And here it is, we have the rebirth of Israel, as we're suggesting. But there was also a third Israeli miracle that people have not quite put in context, and I appreciate you pointing this out.
Sure. There were at least three. The third miracle was one that Ben-Gurion himself wrote about 6 years after Israel was recreated, and his that he said was almost as miraculous as the first, which was the unity among all of the Jewish Zionist and non-Zionist political parties on May 14, 1948, when they all signed the Declaration of Independence. And there's even a fourth miracle in my view, and that is the last 70 years has been extraordinary, that a state the size of New Jersey could create a political system, an economy, a civic culture, the way Israel has done in the last 70 years. It's truly miraculous.
Yeah, but by the hand of God, how do you do that?
Well, you do it perhaps as a partnership of faith and freedom. You need, I think, both. You need the efforts of man, the backing of God, and a long struggle to try to make a reality a biblical promise.
Yeah, for me, when I visited Israel, Rick, it was like at every turn, you just, you know, your eyes could see one miracle or another, whether you talk about the economy, what they've done in terms of innovation in agriculture, how they've brought water and managed, you know, precious resources to really, you know, turn Israel into, you know, from what it was before. I mean, people, you know, they go today and they think, oh, wow, this, it's always been this way. I mean, let's go back to 1948 and why, in some regards, the Arabs thought, well, they're just giving them a bunch of desert. What are we complaining about, right?
Yeah. In 1948, less than a million people in Palestine when it was recreated as Israel. Mm-hmm. And today, between the Mediterranean Sea and the Jordan River, more than 10 million. Mm-hmm. And it was, as you say, a desert, a literal desert. And the Jews came there and made the deserts bloom. Their creation at that time was recognized by American water and agricultural scientists as, you know, still another of the miracles. And remarkably, today Israel is teaching other countries how to manage their water systems to create the same sort of environment.
Exactly. You know, Rick, you mentioned the Palestinians, and of course they claim ground, you know, they claim this is their territory. You know, they were in control, and it was blighted, was a desert, and you know, help people understand who the Palestinians are.
Well, there were Palestinians living, Palestinian Arabs living there at the time. There were also Jews. There had never been a time between Roman times when the Romans expelled the Jews from their land and 1948 when there weren't Jews in what became Israel. In fact, since the late 19th century, there was always a Jewish majority in the city of Jerusalem. So even 50 years before the creation, recreation of Israel, Jerusalem was a majority Jewish city. Mm-hmm. And, of course, its roots go back 3,000 years to King David.
Exactly. And this added, I guess, in a sense, from an international perspective, because they were the majority, this made it a little bit easier, if I might say, if that's even, you know, if you can even use that in a sentence here when we're talking about Israel becoming a nation again. But they were formidable at that point in 1948. So it wasn't like all of a sudden you're getting a bunch of buses and ships and, you know, shipping people into Israel to justify their land.
Well, in the words of Chaim Weizmann, who was the head of the Zionist organization in 1948 and became Israel's first president, along with David Ben-Gurion as its first prime minister, Weizmann said at the time of the Balfour Declaration back in 1917 that the Jews were not coming to Palestine, they were returning to Palestine because they had never given up their claim to their homeland after they were forcibly expelled 1,878 years before Israel was recreated. And people focus on the number of Jews and the number of Arabs in Palestine at that point in time. But in fact, there were more than 12 million Jews in the world who had never renounced their claim to Jerusalem as either their literal or spiritual capital. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at the Jewish people, instead of the number of Jews living in Palestine at the time, you've got millions and millions of people who had a legitimate claim to the entire land of Palestine. And for me, what is miraculous is the fact that notwithstanding a legitimate claim to the entire land, virtually for the last 80 years, the Jews, the Zionists, the Israelis have been willing to share, as the price of peace, mm-hmm. the land with the Palestinian Arabs if they in turn will recognize a Jewish nation. And the crux of the dispute, in my view, is that the Palestinian Arabs have never, to this day, been willing to recognize Jewish sovereignty and Jewish rights in the land of Palestine, even though we're celebrating today the 70th birthday of Israel.
Exactly. Well, it has been clearly stated by the leadership of the Palestinians that if there was any negotiation with the Jews, if they gave up anything whatsoever, then that person, that leader, was to be exterminated. Well, it's kind of tough when, you know, when you're negotiating and you think, first of all, the other side shouldn't exist, and also that you're resistant, I mean, totally, without any kind of yield or consideration to any kind of compromise. Well, how do you possibly negotiate peace on that basis?
Yeah, it makes peace an impossibility. And, you know, I called my book Racing Against History because we all know what happened back in the 1940s. And the three great Zionists who are the subject of my book were literally racing against history. The key to peace, in my view, is for the Palestinian Arabs to recognize history, for them to recognize that the Jews were there actually before they were. And once you have a recognition of that on the Palestinian side, then the question of borders and other political issues are ones that can be subject to the negotiation and to compromise. But if you are unwilling to recognize the legitimacy of the other side and the history of their claims, it does make peace an impossibility. So in that sense, it's a tragedy for the Palestinian Arabs that they, in a perverse way, are racing against history because they're unwilling to recognize it. And if they would, then peace would all suddenly become possible.
On this day that we celebrate the 70th anniversary of Israel's refounding, Rick Richman is with us, and we're talking about his book, Racing Against History. More from Rick on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
No other love is like your love, 'cause you gave everything for me. You're my heart, you're right from the start, and you hold me for me.
With the American 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Rick Rickman continues to talk with us on this, the 70th anniversary of Israel's refounding. Rick is the author of Racing Against History, the 1940 campaign for a Jewish army to fight Hitler. You know, Rick, going back to David Ben-Gurion's description of one of the miracles, and as you say, there are a plethora, but when you look back historically, the Jewish nation, you would think that the hand of God would be so evident to all, because I don't know another people group that has been blessed with so many miracles, one after another, from its initial founding. I mean, let's go back thousands of years and follow the history of the Jewish nation. It is one miracle after another, and here it is. We come to 1948. God has already said, you know, who is it but God who can create a nation in one day? Can he not? And here it is in one day on May the 14th, 1948, the nation of Israel is recreated. And you've got this diverse group of people. I mean, you know, forget about the international community, but just as you mentioned, within the Jewish nation itself, all these different Zionist interests could not agree that it was by the hand of God that they were being redelivered, that maybe it was just the natural events of man. So even within the Jewish people, they could not be unified on whether it was a miracle of God or just a man's own interest.
But isn't that sort of a miracle itself as
yes,
well, Bill?
Exactly.
You had a people, as you say, from religious Jews to Jews who were either atheists or believe that God, if God existed, was indifferent to human affairs and left it up to them. Mm-hmm. And you had all of these people together signing the same Declaration of Independence. And one of the most skillful compromises that resulted in the Declaration of Independence was, at the very last moment, the religious Jews insisted on a reference to God, and those who were either agnostic or atheists insisted that there not be a reference. And David Ben-Gurion skillfully came up with a compromise by referring to the Rock of Israel, the Rock of Israel being a well-known among religious Jews reference to the Lord, and for those who were not religious could be a reference to Jewish national strength or human activity. And therefore, around that simple phrase, Ben-Gurion was able to skillfully create a compromise that everybody could sign on to. And you're correct, there's no similar story in the history of human affairs, of a people coming back almost 2,000 years later to reclaim land, living according to a Bible that they had read in Hebrew 2,000 years before and were still reading in Hebrew 2,000 years later and speaking the language at the same time.
Well, the diversity within Israel continues. For those who have not visited Israel and have been blessed to do so, I say that is something in the future and hopefully in the near future for you to experience. Not a whole lot has changed, Rick, over the years.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to mention one more thing, and that is the role that Christian Zionists played in 1948. There's a debate among historians as to whether Harry Truman was a Christian, technically a Christian Zionist or not. But what we do know is he knew the Bible, and with his chief advisor, Clark Clifford, they would spend time in 1948 reading the Bible together to try and figure out what were the precise boundaries of the ancient kingdom of Israel. So they were informed by the Bible and lived it in their own lives. So it wasn't simply a Jewish effort. It was an effort by Christian Zionists, both in England and the United States, and the American citizens, and the left and the right. Back in 1948, the left was a prominent supporter of Israel as well. So all this probably, I think, constitutes a miracle.
Well, you know, when you think about it, and of course, you know, what Harry Truman did in looking at the Word of God, go figure. I mean, let's go back to the historic document itself, the Word of God, who, you know, distributed the land to Israel. No other place on earth does it say that God places his name but in Jerusalem. And so here it is, his name elevated, and by his own hand, placing his name in Jerusalem. And today we have the U.S. Embassy moving and acknowledging what most people kind of acknowledged anyway. But now it's an affirmation of what, you know, what God has done, and an affirmation by the United States. And this is why I believe so many Christians here in this country are in unity. You talk about the Rock, in unity of the Rock of Israel being celebrated today, and our president acknowledging what other presidents said but did not follow up on. But this one did.
Yeah, it's a remarkable circumstance. And you are correct. It's Israel was created 70 years ago. 69 years ago, the Knesset moved to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem was officially declared to be the capital of the modern state of Israel. So it's taken 70 or 69 years to recognize a fact. In one sense, it's a long period of time. In another sense, it's a blink in the blink of the eye in history. But what is worth celebrating is the fact that it occurred. And so you're correct. We're speaking on quite a remarkable day in history. This evening at 6:11 Eastern time, 6:11 p.m. will be the precise moment that President Harry Truman recognized the new state of Israel 11 minutes after it was declared in Tel Aviv.
Well, interesting, you know, again, on my visit in Israel a couple of years ago, was you could see a lot of Arabs coming into territories that were protected by Jews, not a problem, but a problem the other way. So you have that contrast. Going forward, Rick, what is it going to take? Because you see Arabs that want to, you know, and have successfully been able to live with Jews and not have it be a problem until it becomes a political issue. And then all of a sudden you have intifadas kicking out and all this insanity that we've been dealing with and continue to deal with. And even right now, I mean, you've got a storming of the border there in Gaza. And we've already, you know, it's being referred to as the bloodiest Monday since 2014.
Yeah, the Palestinians view the recreation of Israel as a catastrophe for themselves, what they call their Nakba. But the real catastrophe was one that was self-created by them, because had they recognized the UN resolution in 1947 that created both a Jewish state and an Arab state, there would have been no refugees. Mm-hmm. They might have had a state in celebrating its 70th anniversary today, and there would have been peace.
Exactly.
So you ask what's necessary for peace to happen. It's for the first and fundamental requirement is that the Palestinians recognize not only the history of the last 70 years, but the history of the last 3,000. And once that is done, as I say, other details can be negotiated among human beings of goodwill. Yeah. But until that's done, you're facing a historical blind spot that makes it impossible for there to be peace.
Well, it's not like the Palestinians have been kicked out and totally rejected. I mean, Arab neighbors have offered land, right, as alternatives.
Well, not only that, but either the Zionists or Israel itself, since 1947, have offered six times for there to be a Palestinian state. Mm-hmm. On a part of what was Palestinian. So the Israelis, who have been attacked time after time, would be within their rights to reject any Palestinian claim at all. You are correct. It is not as if the Palestinians' claims have not been recognized. It's the Palestinians who are unable to recognize the Jewish claim that makes peace impossible.
Well, Rick, in your book, Racing Against History, the 1940 Campaign for a Jewish Army to Fight Hitler. I'll tell you, this is quite engaging. And for those of us that love history, this is a must read. This is really a blessing. I appreciate you, doing all the hard work to bring this into focus. This is a blessing to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Bill.
What do you want people to take away after everything is said and done, here? What should we truly be celebrating and honoring today?
Well, a couple things. First, the story itself, because it's a story that's little known, but it's a gripping story. We know the outcome, but we don't know the story itself. And there were three heroes, Weizmann, Ben-Gurion, and Jabotinsky, in 1940, who crossed an ocean patrolled by German submarines to try and develop a Jewish army to fight Hitler. It was a heroic and historical effort. So I want people to know that story. But second, I think it has relevance for the world today, because 70 years later, Israel is still under existential attack. China, Russia, and most importantly, Iran are still trying to create or recreate empires in the area.
Rick, I'm sorry we have to leave it there. We're out of time. Rick Richmond on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale
sale now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists.